your ride. Best trip always. I know you'll be at my show. Watching, waiting, commiserating.
Acton Keel, did they take money out of their pocket? Spend $150,000 to keep Karen McDougal quiet? Did they do that at the direction of the president? Did he know about that? And then what about these inauguration funds? What do we know about that? So much to talk about. Hans von Spakovsky here, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Hans, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me back.
Always good to have you here. All right, let's start with Michael Cohen. Off to prison for 3 years. The president, in an interview yesterday that everybody was talking about, said, I didn't tell Michael Cohen to do anything illegal. What do you make of it?
Well, Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to the most serious charges, tax evasion and bank fraud, were over his own business, which had nothing to do with the president. The big thing that the left has been making noise about is the supposed campaign finance violation that Cohen pleaded guilty to. The problem is...
It's not. Yeah,
and
that'd be the problem.
That's not just my opinion. It's the opinion of numerous former commissioners of the Federal Election Commission and the Federal Election Commission itself.
Yeah, I've talked to numerous attorneys. I've talked to listened to the same people you listened to there that have weighed in on this. It's not a just because he pled guilty to it, because they said, we need you to plead guilty to this.
Right.
And they did that for one thing. The word is leverage.
Yes.
They wanted leverage and control here. But let's move from that. Let's move now to the payments of the catch and kill of American Media Incorporated, that being the National Enquirer parent company, paying Karen McDougal $150,000 to take her story and bury it. If they paid money out of their pocket, which is the way it appears from what I'm reading, and the president knew about that, that is going to be problematic.
Well, it's not, and here's why. The whole point of this is that if hush money payments to these women, if they are not campaign-related expenses, then none of the rules and regulations of the federal law apply. And therefore, there's no prohibition on this media company making these payments. Listen, even if these were campaign-related expenses, there's a huge exemption in the federal campaign finance law for media companies. You know, if there weren't, then given the fact that corporations, you know, are barred from making contributions to candidates, if there weren't a big exemption for media companies, then newspapers would get in big trouble for doing editorials on their opinion pages where they endorse particular candidates.
But well, right, and I would agree with that. I would agree with that. But when the Boston Globe, the New York Times, the Washington Post, or whomever give an endorsement to a candidate with the explicit intent of impacting an election, which is exactly what they're trying to do, but they're not taking money for that. They're not being paid for that. That would be the difference, obviously. And so my question, AMI's acceptance of responsibility, this is part of what the special counsel released in a statement. It's substantial and important assistance to the investigation, and its agreement to provide cooperation in the future and implement specific improvements for its internal compliance. I mean, these are all things linking AMI, and so you don't think there's any... I believe there could be some issue here. I do.
Well, there may be an issue over whether you think a particular editor is biased or not, but there's not, and you might not think this was a good idea, but the issue is, was it illegal under federal campaign finance law? And I don't think it was illegal under federal campaign finance law.
Well, and this is where more in the legal field believe that this is potentially a crime. And so that's where the disconnect comes. And then you've got, of course, the inaugural fund, and that's the new, you know, the headlines now. Did foreign companies, or countries, excuse me, donate to the super PAC, to the inaugural fund of Donald Trump, and so on and so forth? I believe he's probably not going to be directly connected to that, but it's just more gross tonnage, Hans, and people start to say, what's going on here? Even people that support the president start to have a bit of, I'll call it fatigue about all of this. They get worn out with it. And I think that could be detrimental to the president going forward. Obviously, the Democrats are going to try to impeach. They say they're not, but I'd place my last dollar that they will try to impeach beginning immediately in January. And this will all just be continued gross tonnage. Now, where does it go politically a year from now or two? I don't know yet. But these are all serious matters in my estimation.
Well, you know, the Democrats, if they decide to go the impeachment route, might want to recall that when the Republicans did that with Bill Clinton, the American people didn't like it, and it actually led
one major difference
to Clinton being reelected.
Yeah, one major difference, Hans, that you will appreciate this and say, yes, I'm right. The American news media at the time attacked Ken Starr almost continuously, maligned his investigation almost continuously. Roles are 180 degrees reversed this time. The American news media is cheerleading the investigation and endorsing the investigation while attacking the president, the exact opposite of what happened to Bill Clinton. And that does have an effect, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, it certainly does. Although it was very interesting, Steve, I saw this week that the latest polling shows that the approval rating for the president was at almost the same level as that of Barack Obama at
just
the same
as good.
Time in his presidency.
Yeah, just as good, if not better. In fact, the latest Fox News poll has the president 46%, significantly better than where he was a year ago at 38%, by the way. He continues to go up. Rasmussen has him at 49% as of yesterday, last time I looked. So high 40s, and Rasmussen touches 50%. And the naysayers will say, well, Rasmussen, that's no good. Except that Rasmussen got the election in 2016 right. So I give plenty of credence to what Rasmussen does when they have polling, because it seems to be more accurate than a lot of these other clowns. From where you sit, how much impact does this have on those that support Donald Trump? Let's just talk about that, the fatigue factor.
I actually don't think it has that much effect. I think a lot of the folks who support Donald Trump see the news media as a big enemy. They don't believe them. They actually, you know, agree with the president often when he's talking about fake news. And I think they see this as persecution of the president. And those approval ratings to me show that so far it doesn't seem to be having that much of an effect.
What should the president be doing? I mean, here would be my advice. Honestly, give less interviews. I mean, he goes out there and he gives interviews. I mean, he's the most accessible president in American history that I can. He should stop giving interviews, except, well, maybe to me, of course. But what I'm saying is he gives them cannon fodder, it seems. Every time he does this and he sits down with Harris Faulkner yesterday, whoever it may be, he gives them too much cannon fodder. Or maybe that's part of the master plan. I'll give you the last word.
I think the fact that he does that and talks so directly so often to the American people, particularly through his tweets, actually makes him different from other presidents, and the American people seem to like it.
Yeah, overall, they do seem to like it. Hans, a good conversation. Always appreciated. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks.
There you have it. Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation. Always a great contributor. Hey, by the way, if you're looking for something great for Christmas, have I got an idea for you. Why don't you get entered right now for a chance to win a Wolverine water system, brand new system worth $4,000 to be put in your home. That's right. You could win a system worth $4,000 from the premier water treatment company right here in Michigan, that being Wolverine, of course. Yeah, just go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine contest button, get your free water test scheduled, and away you go. What a gift for Christmas, a brand new $4,000 Wolverine system. Man, would you have a nice Christmas morning. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine button, do it now.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva AgriScience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
So, you have unfiled tax returns, maybe several, and maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you. In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank.